Good morning. We're continuing Chayyad Mechilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed, Siman Dalet. And we're discussing a side point. Is there any scenario where one can sort of facilitate an action by a child? And the purpose of this action will be to address a situation, but there's some halacha involved, albeit not intentionally. The child is not doing it intentionally. So at first glance, it seems to be that causing a child to do an avera is also, that's the sir, what's called sviya biyadayim, you're actively feeding the avera to the child. And that's what one is doing over here. However, there's an argument in the following way. If it's a young child, there's a count, one of the klolim of how to understand Isuri HaTorah is it has to be an oisek as opposed to a misasek. The example of misasek that the Gemara gives, for example, is a person sees some stalks of wheat, which are very long, and he feels that he'd rather shorten the stalk to be able to store it better. He believes that these stalks have been detached from the ground, so there's no malacha involved at all in what he's doing. It's no longer kurtzer because it's no longer attached. So he just wants to shorten it to a shorter length. But the reality is that it is attached. So he's doing an action believing that what he's doing is shortening a detached item. And the reality is it is attached. And what he's doing is a malach of kreitzer. So he has no awareness at all of this maisa, what he's doing. He's doing what he plans to do, but he misunderstands the circumstances of what that is. So that's called misasek. He wasn't oisek in chilul Shabbos. He was misasek. Is what level of Isser is a misasek? So the Gemara is very clear that misasek is not chayav a korban on Shabbos. Whereas shogeg is chayav a korban. Shogeg is a person who's aware of what they're doing and they forgot that it's osur, either because they forgot that it was Shabbos or they forgot that this is something which is prohibited on Shabbos. But the action that they did with intent. That's the concept of shogeg. Over here, the action that they did intentionally, but they did they misunderstood the whole action. They believe this is an action of shortening something. Reality is it's an action of kaitzer. So it's not chayav korban. Is it usur? So this is the machlokes achronim. Whether we look at a misasek that is not an avera at all, or is it an avera with a petur from chayav korban, the makor chayim, which is the nesivus and hilchos pesach. As he was wrote a sefer on the Lachos of Pesach, based on the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, called Mechor Chaim, he assumes that a misasek is not an aveira at all. It does not have a halachic status of an aveira at all. The Rav Kimeger disagrees and says that misasek is an aveira. It's just removed from the chiyuv of korban. A practical example of this, a modern example of this, is a person is walking on Shabbos, carrying something, believing that the Erev is up. So as far as the person is concerned, the action that they're doing is carrying inside of an Erev. The reality is that the Erev is down. So what they're doing is not an action of carrying inside of an Erev. It's a totally different action. It's an action of Hutzah. Hutzah Durabana, but it's Hutzah. So he believes he's doing an action which is not an act of Hutzah at all because the area is enclosed. The reality is the area is not enclosed, and what he's doing is a hutzah. So vis-a-vis hutzah, he's a misasek. So according to the Makor Chayim, there's no avera involved at all. According to Kivager, there is an avera, but one's not chayav an earnest for that. So do I have the chiyuv to tell this person that the Erev is down? If he's doing an avera, I should stop him from doing an avera, and I should inform him that the Erev is down. If it's not an avera, I really don't have a chiyuv to tell him. So they quote the name of Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker suggested one does not have to tell the person because what he's doing is just a misasek and it's not an avera. However, other points can point. It seems to point out it is brought down in halacha. One should inform the person, which would seem to support the opinion of Rabbi Kivager that a misasek is an avera. When a child does an action with no awareness that what they're doing at all, a very young child is just sort of flailing with their hands and ends up banging into the door of the refrigerator and pushing it shut. That's a misasek. So you cannot feed a child an avera But if one understands the misasik is not a nevera, you're not feeding the child a nevera, because what they're doing is a misasik. Person sets up a some type of a sound system in the child's bedroom, and when the child starts to cry, the parent will hear the child. The person wants to run that on Shabbos. Now, the house is large, and you can't always hear from the bit that where the child is sleeping to where the parent is. You have some type of a system which will take the sound which is in the child's room and project it into the other rooms where the parent might be. So you're putting the child in a situation that when it's crying, the child is using a microphone, is using a sound system. The child has no awareness at all of what they're doing. They're not aware that their sound is traveling through a sound system. So vis-a-vis the child, it's a misasik ba'alma. So if we understand that these actions are misasik ba'alma, so the child is not aware at all whether the action they're doing is trapping the animal. They're just trying to play with it. Meanwhile, they're holding on to it. So their action is arguably maybe a misasik, and maybe that's an explanation for this halacha. So again, we have multiple explanations how to understand this halacha. It is brought down in halacha that one does not need to prevent the child from doing that. When the tzedah is a tzedah rabbanan. Bez Hashem, we will go on to the next point in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.